And we are ready for that girls' second game of the night, Scotland County taking on Macon. And tonight's game being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family owned for over 40 years, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, the People's Bank, Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now, let's take you back down to a cold 5 degrees above zero here, Donnie. With the play-by-play, here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thanks, Dave, and welcome back, everybody. 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a girls' championship semifinal, the first of two to be played tonight. And Macon, the number one seed, coming into this tournament. And they come in with a record of 8-2. And Scotland County ladies, they come in with the fourth seed, and they are undefeated. So it should be a heck of a ball game coming up. The loser would play on Saturday afternoon for the girls' third place trophy, and the winner will play for the girls' championship a week from Saturday. So that's how missing one day just messes up everything. So that's where we're standing right now, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. Verse 4, the Macon ladies, the Tigerettes. It'll be Brooke Weimer, a junior. Shelby Petrie, a senior. Lexi Miller, a senior. Savannah Thompson, a senior. And Kaylee Wilson, a senior. So Brooke Weimer, Shelby Petrie, Lexi Miller, Savannah Thompson, and Kaylee Wilson, the Tigerettes, 8-2, and coached by Richard Driscoll. For the Scotland County ladies, it's the same old five. Ayla Humphrey, a senior. Abby Curry, a senior. Hannah Feeney, a senior. Emily Dial, a senior. And Elena Whitaker, a senior. So Ayla Humphrey, Abby Curry, Hannah Feeney, Emily Dial, and Elena Whitaker, Scotland County 8-0, and coached by Corey Schultz. And I'll be back with a play-by-play in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Setting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
No one knows Western wear like Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. They've been stocking Western clothing for over 50 years. You'll find Stetson hats, jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, Lee and Levi, boots by Justin, Tony Lama, Chippewa, and Nakona, which is American-made. Cook's Men's Store has Western shirts by Wrangler, Panhandle Slim, and American-made Ruddock. They have a nice selection of leather, denim, and quilted vests, leather jackets, leather belts, and billfolds, and Western sport coats, suits, and slacks. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square.
And welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. Both teams have been introduced, and we're set to play basketball in this girls' semifinal, championship semifinal. Again, Macon Tigerettes, they are 8-2. Scotland County ladies, 8-0. For number one seed taking on number four seed. And I've seen both teams play. It's going to be Scotland County's defense against Macon's offense, because Macon can score the basketball. So Elena Whitaker will jump center against Lexi Miller. Good crowd on hand. As the ball is up, tip is controlled by Scotland County's Hannah Feeney. So Feeney gets it back to Humphrey. Now Feeney on the deep right wing. Man-to-man defense by Macon. They kick it out to Dial between the two circles. Now Dial, one dribble, hands it off to Humphrey. Now to Feeney. As Feeney is guarded by Brooke Weimer. Feeney gives it to Whitaker at the high post. Whitaker looks for somebody, finds a dial off glass, got it. Nice play by the Lady Tigers. Yes, here comes Lexi Miller across the timeline. Miller gets the ball down to Thompson. Thompson to Weimer, kicks it across to Petrie. Petrie dribble drive to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it, got her own rebound. And to Weimer, now Lexi Miller for three on the way, no good. And Weimer comes off the rebound. Weimer gives it to Miller between the two circles. Miller, guarded by Hannah Feeney, kicks it over to Petrie on the left wing. Petrie looks for somebody, kicks it out to Thompson, top of the key. Now Miller on the right wing. Inside it goes to Wilson. Ball away, five-footer, got it. We're tied at two. Pressure by Macon. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney, guarded by Weimer, gives it to Dial on the left wing. Out pops Curry at the top of the key. Now Humphrey has it on the deep right wing. Humphrey to Curry. They give it to Feeney on the left wing. Feeney looks inside, can't find anybody. Out pops Whitaker between the two circles. To Humphrey on the right wing. To Dial at the top of the key. To Hannah Feeney on the left wing. Now they try to clear out for Hannah. Hannah kicks it out to Curry. Curry on the left baseline. Kicks it out to Feeney. Now Dial, top of the key, to Humphrey. Humphrey takes it down to the right baseline. Gives it back to Dial. Inside, they try to go to Whitaker and bat it away. And picked up by Petrie to Lexi Miller. Now three on the way. No good by Weimer. And Dial comes off with the rebound to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Humphrey in among the trees. As she tried to get it to Whitaker, batted away, picked up by Lexi Miller. Miller takes the dotted line, puts up a shot, got it. 2 points for Lexi Miller, and it's 4-2, making with the lead. As Humphrey inbounds to Feeney. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Weimer. As Feeney on the left wing, still with the dribble. Now takes it inside, tried to get it. Bounce pass to Whitaker, stolen away by Lexi Miller. Miller will take it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 4 points for Lexi Miller. And it's 6-2, making with the lead as Ayla Humphrey with the basketball. She's guarded by Petrie. Humphrey dribbles between the two circles, still with the dribble. The dribble to the right wing, try to bounce pass to Dial, and it's stolen away, but then stolen right back by Humphrey. Dial puts up the shot. No good. Long rebound. Comes out to Petrie. Now they try to get it down to Wilson. Bad pass. Goes off Wilson's hands and out of bounds. As Sophia Burks will check in. And Weimer will set down. 4:43 left to play in the first quarter. 6-2. Macon with the lead. A little pressure in the backcourt. Now Burks will try to guard Hannah Feeney. Feeney, bounce pass to Whitaker at the top of the key. Whitaker, bounce pass to Humphrey on the right wing. As Humphrey gives it to Dial between the two circles. To Feeney at the dotted line, gives it out to Whitaker. To Dial, now Curry has it on the right side of the circle. Curry takes it into the paint, kicks it back to Dial. Dial, ball high above her head. Now puts it on the floor, gets it into Whitaker. Whitaker leans in, puts the shot up. That she do the foul. As the foul is going to be on Kaylee Wilson. So Wilson picks up the foul. That's her first. As Feeney will inbound to Whitaker. Off glass, got it. What an inbound play that was. 2 points for Elena Whitaker. 2 point making lead, 6-2, as Lexi Miller brings it across the timeline. Man to man defense by Scotland County. Burks with the basketball on the right wing. Out pops Wilson, top of the key, to Miller on the left wing. Miller guarded by Feeney. Out pops Petrie at the top of the key. Now they give it to Wilson on the right wing. Wilson guarded by Curry. Out pops Miller at the top of the key to Petrie on the left wing. Inside, they try to go to Lexi Miller, and the pass is stolen away by Curry. To Feeney, gives it ahead to Whitaker. Whitaker will take it to the house, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and she foul. What a fast break that was. As the foul's going to be on Savannah Thompson, That's her first. Whitaker has 4 points as Curry checks out, and Bryn Aylward checks in. Also checking in for Macon is Chesney Smith, and Thompson will set down. So Elena Whitaker at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Smith comes off with the rebound. Gets the ball out to Petrie. Ahead it goes to Miller. Miller against Dial, puts up the shot. Blocked by Dial, but Miller gets it back out of a double team. Now Petrie for three, bullseye. Shelby Petrie hits a three, and it's 9-6, Macon with the lead. Ayla Humphrey in the backcourt, guarded by Petrie. As Humphrey will bring it across the timeline, Humphrey gets it up to Aylward for three out of the right corner, airballed it. And out with it comes Wilson. Wilson ahead, it goes to Miller. Miller puts his shot up, got it. 6 points for Lexi Miller. It's 11-6, making with the lead. Here comes Hannah Feeney for the Lady Tigers. Behind the back dribble to the right side of the circle. Now the dotted line tried to put up the shot and missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul is going to be on Sophia Burks. So Burks picks up her first foul. Now, Coach Driscoll not happy at a technical foul. I knew that was coming. You could see that was coming. That Coach Driscoll kept arguing about something. So it's going to be a technical foul on the bench. So that means Coach Driscoll has to set down the rest of the ball game, and Hannah Feeney will go to the line. And she was fouled to begin with. So she's going to shoot the two. So she's going to shoot. She's probably going to shoot 4 free throws. First one by Feeney is up, missed it. So Hannah Feeney looking for her first points of the ball game. 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. 11-6, making her the lead. Is Feeney's next free throw up? Got it. First point for Hannah Feeney. And now Aylward is going to shoot the technical free throws. So Bryn Aylward looking for her first points of the ball game. As the first shot up, missed it. So Coach Driscoll still talking to the official, and Coach Driscoll not happy. Next one by Aylward, missed them both, and it'll be Scotland County basketball. 4-point making lead as Ayla Humphrey. So Humphrey will inbound on the far sideline, and now almost a bad pass as she tried to find Dial. So Humphrey again will inbound on the far sideline. As Humphrey looks for somebody, still looks, now gets it to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Burks as Feeney kicks it to Aylward on the left wing. Bounce pass to Humphrey. Humphrey takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Running 10-footer for Ayla Humphrey. It's 11-9. Making with the lead in the basketball as Lexi Miller will bring it across the timeline. Miller gives it to Burks on the right wing. Burks looks for somebody. Gets it inside to Petrie and tries to put up a shot. And a foul's going to be on Emily Dial. It looked like Emily had a lot of ball. She kind of smiled and let it go. So Petrie will go to the line to shoot 2 free throws. Shelby Petrie has 3 points, looking for 4. First shot up, no good. 2:05 left to play in the first quarter. As Weimer will check back in, Burks checks out. So they're going to double-team as far as defense goes on Hannah Feeney. Next one shot is up. It's good. That's 4 points for Petrie as Chesney Smith checks in and Kaylee Wilson checks out. So Dial inbounds to Feeney. Feeney guarded by Weimer as Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Around a pick set by Dial. Pick and roll, and Dial tried to put a shot blocked by Smith. And out with it comes Lexi Miller. Miller pulls up on the right wing. Now Petrie gives it to Weimer on the left wing. Weimer thought about the three, didn't take it inside to Smith on the right lane. To Miller on the right wing. Out it comes to Bailey Holster. Osher gives it back on the Weimer on the left wing. Petrie gets it inside to Lexi Miller. The whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hanafini. So Hanafini picks up her first foul. As now Dial checks out, Abby Curry checks back in. 1:28 left to play in the first quarter. Miller gets it in to Weimer in the right corner. Weimer guarded by Ayla Humphrey. Weimer inside the arc of the right wing. The Holscher at the top of the key. Quick three on the way by Petrie. It's no good. And Ayla Humphrey off the rebound. Humphrey gives it to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. And now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. In fact, no, he didn't want a timeout. The official thought he heard him, so it'll be Scotland basketball. Gets it in to Feeney. Feeney will take it to the right wing. Gets in the right corner to Whitaker. Now back to Feeney. Feeney on the wing. She's guarded by Weimer. Takes it to the inside and puts up the shot. Missed it, but drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Weimer. So Brooke Weimer picks up her first foul, and Hannah Feeney will go to the line and shoot two shots. As Feeney with 1 point, looking for two, and missed another free throw. And now Paige Bishop will check in. Elena Whitaker checks out. Wilson checks back in, and Petrie checks out for the Tigerettes. Under a minute left to play in the first quarter. Feeney's next free throw, pinballs in and out, no good, and Weimer off the rebound. As Weimer down the near sideline, gets it in the corner. That was to Wilson. Gets it over to Lexi Miller on the left wing. Now Wilson takes it down the right lane, puts the shot up, missed it. Smith with the rebound. Her put back blocked by Dial. Loose on the floor. They call a jump ball. And alternating possession stays with Macon. With 37.6 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 12-9, Macon with the lead. And trying to inbound the basketball. Lexi Miller underneath her own basket. Miller looks for somebody. Gets it to Holscher on the right block. She kicks it back out to Weimer between the two circles. As Weimer to the top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Now kicks the basketball. She's loose on the floor. Gets it out to Holscher. Holscher to Wilson. Gives it to Miller. Miller's body's all over the floor. Picked up by Wilson. And Wilson takes it right to Curry, and they're going to call the foul on Curry, I think. Let's see who's good. Who's the foul going to be on? And they're going to call it on Abby Curry. So Curry picks up her first foul. And that is, they only call it a shooting foul. So Kaylee Wilson with two, looking for three, missed it. Now, Sophia Burks will check back in, and Lexi Miller will check out with 14 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Also coming in, Brooklyn Anderson. And Anderson comes in for Smith. Also, Doster will check in, and he will come out for Scotland County. It's going to be Paige Bishop. As Kaylee Smith, two, looking for three. 13 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Shots up. It's in and out. No good. Curry comes off the rebound to Feeney. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Weimer. As Feeney gets the ball in the right corner to Aylward. Now Curry inside to Feeney. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Macon 12. Scotland County 9. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about you. It's all about you. To us, it's very clear. It's you, you're why we're here.
Whether you're looking for a home equity line of credit, auto loan, home improvement loan, or commercial loan, People's Bank of Wauconda can help. Each of our bank locations in Wauconda, Cahoka, and Canton proudly offers a full-service loan department. Stop in today and visit with one of our skilled loan officers. They'll help you choose the loan that's right for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
To us, it's very clear.
Welcome back, everybody, to 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament as we start the second quarter girls' championship semifinal as Macon leading Scotland County 12-9, and Scotland County will have the basketball. Ayla Humphrey will inbound to Feeney, and Feeney will be picked up at the timeline by Shelby Weimer. Gives it to Humphrey on the deep left wing. Humphrey trying to bounce pass in the corner now. She lost the ball, picked it back up, gets it to Feeney. As Feeney bounced pass to Dial in the left corner. Dial steps to a double team, has lost the ball, and now it's picked up by Wilson. As Wilson dribbles into a double team, stolen away by Feeney. And that just saved 2 points as Wilson's going to pick up the foul. Hannah Feeney came from the blind side like we have seen her do many times. Took the ball right out of Wilson's hand. Wilson had to grab her. So Feeney to Humphrey to Dial in the left corner. To Humphrey. Humphrey takes it into the lane. Kicks it back out to Feeney. Now Humphrey on the left wing. To the right wing, Hannah Feeney. Feeney gets it and walked with it. And she got it into the paint, and she did travel. 7:15 left to play in the first half. Still 12-9, making with the lead as Lexi Miller with the basketball. Miller between the two circles. Now bad pass all the way by Whitaker and stolen right back by Weimer. Weimer gives it to Petrie on the left wing. Now Miller has it between the two circles. Miller guarded by Feeney. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Petrie on the left wing. Petrie looks inside. Got Weimer out pops Thompson top of the key to Miller inside to Wilson off glass. Got it. 4 points for Wilson. It's 14-9. Macon with the lead. Scotland County with the basketball. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Dial in the right corner to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney to Curry. Gets it inside to Whitaker. And a whistle and a foul on, well, it's going to be 17 fouls. So it'll be a 1-1 for Elena Whitaker. So the foul is going to be on Carly Wilson. No, it's not on Wilson. Can't tell who the foul is on. As the first one by Whitaker up, missed it, and didn't hit the rim. So Macon, Weimer has one foul. Also, 14. Okay, the foul's on Savannah Thompson, too. What's on? So here comes Lexi Miller across the timeline. Miller takes it around the top of the key, and she's picked up by Humphrey. Now Weimer inside to Wilson, puts his shot up, and she was bothered by Whitaker. Whitaker comes away with it, and she's tied up by Wilson. Alternating position, stays with Macon. So it'll be Lexi Miller to inbound underneath her own basket as Miller looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Weimer inside the arc on the right wing to Petrie. And a bad pass inside to right to Abby Curry to Feeney. As Feeney bounce pass to Curry. Curry will try a three. No good. And Wilson comes off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Weimer. Weimer will bring it across the timeline. Kicks the ball over to Miller on the right wing. Miller looks for somebody. Now takes it right at Whitaker. Kicks the ball out to Weimer. Petrie for three. No good. Lexi Miller, the rebound, puts it up and in. 8 points for Lexi Miller. 16-9. Macon with the lead. Here comes Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney has it between the two circles. Now Ayla Humphrey under the basket and walked with it. She kind of stumbled a little bit, and she tried to get it back out, and she's off balance, and that caused the travel. Now pressure by Scotland County. Lexi Miller will walk it across the timeline. Miller guarded by Feeney as Miller will dribble to the right wing, kicks it over to Thompson. Thompson's three on the way, no good. Elena Whitaker off the rebound. Whitaker gives it to Feeney as Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney bounce pass to Dial in the right corner. Now pops Whitaker on the right side of the circle. Inside to Ayla Humphrey. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Miller off the rebound. Tigerettes want to run. As Miller, spin move against Whitaker. Puts up the shot. No good. But Thompson gets the rebound. Puts it up and in. 2 points for Savannah Thompson. And it's 18-9, Macon with the lead. Feeney gives it to Curry on the left wing. Curry takes it to the hoop, puts up the 10-footer, no good. And Lexi Miller off the rebound as Abby Doster gets set to check in. Petrie inside to Wilson. Wilson tried to put up the shot. It's either on Curry or Elena Whitaker. Foul's going to be on Whitaker. So Elena Whitaker picks up her first foul. And Kaylee Wilson will go to the line. She has 4, looking for 5. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Kaylee Wilson. As Whitaker will set down. Well, Abby Curry will set down. And Abby Doster will check in. So 5 points for Kaylee Wilson. Looking for 6. Shots up. Got them both. 6 points for Kaylee Wilson. 20-9. Making with the lead. Here comes Scotland County. As Feeney gets the ball to Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey backs off to the top of the key. Now Feeney at the top of the key. As Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the deep right wing. Trying to go inside to Whitaker, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Paige Bishop will check in, Ayla Humphrey will set down. Feeney to inbound underneath her own basket. As Feeney looks for somebody. Still looks, gets it out to Bishop, top of the key. Now the right side of the circle. Bishop looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Doster. Now they give it to Whitaker on the left side of the circle to Bishop, top of the key. Back to Feeney between the two circles. Feeney to the top of the key. She'll try a 3 on the way. No good. And Whitaker tried to get the rebound. Just a little bit too long for Elena. She tipped it out of bounds. It'll be Macon basketball. 3:35 left to play in the first half. Pressure by Scotland County. Lexi Miller will walk it across the timeline. Picked up by Feeney. Feeney pokes the ball away. Now dives for it. Miller picks it up. Miller takes it to the hoop. No, she gives it to Wilson. Her shot from 10. Got it. 8 points for Kaylee Wilson. Now Tori Shields wants a timeout. 3:17 left to play in the first half. It's Macon 22, Scotland County 9. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 below tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Lows dip down to about 9 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 35. 20 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 4 above.
3:17 left to play in the first half. Girls Championship semifinal. And Macon leading Scotland County 22-9. Scotland County with the basketball. As Abby Feeney will bring it across the timeline, takes it to the left wing. Still with the dribble, man-to-man defense by the Tigerette. As Feeney takes it down the left lane, kicks it back out, and throws it in the backcourt. As it'll be Emily Dial, let it run out of bounds. And that's just mistakes that you don't see Scotland girls make, but attribute a lot of that to the Macon Tigerette defense. There is just nothing inside. As Holscher checks back in, Smith checks back in. And Weimer checks back in. Weimer with the basketball to the top of the key. Threw it to Petrie right through her hands and out of bounds. So Paige Bishop will inbound right in front of the Scotland County bench. Bishop gets it in to Feeney. Beanie will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Dial on the deep right wing. Dial back to Feeney. As Feeney bounce past to Bishop. Bishop gets it to Whitaker on the right side of the circle. Now, hand to Feeney. Now Bishop for three. No good. Later, Whitaker with the rebound and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Elena. Just a little bit too aggressive on the rebound as Abby Curry's going to check in. Abby Doster will check out. So 2:37 left to play in the first half. Making up 22-9 with the basketball as Weimer. No look past it to Burks. And it goes out of bounds. So Burke was not looking for it either. As Hannah Feeney with the basketball. Gives it to Paige Bishop in the left corner. Kicks it back out to Dial, top of the key for three. Kissed it home. Bullseye. 5 points for Emily Dial. 22-12 as Macon with the basketball gets it ahead to Smith on the left wing. Smith to Weimer. As Weimer has it between the two circles. Weimer guarded by Dial. Dribbles around to the right wing. Now kicks it back out to Burks. Smith for three. No good. Airballed it. And Abby Curry comes away with it. Curry gives it to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. As Feeney tried a no-look pass to Emily Dial. And that pass went out of bounds. So it's going to be Lexi Miller to inbound to Weimer. And Weimer will bring it across the timeline. Weimer has it between the two circles. Looks for somebody. Guarded by Emily Dial. Takes it to the right wing. Now Holscher in the right corner. And Holscher tried to get it inside to Lexi Miller. A whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Hannah Feeney picks up her second personal foul. That's a 17 foul. It fell not against Collin. They get it into Smith. She put up a shot over Whitaker, missed it. Got it back, tried it again, and rejected by Elena Whitaker. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Macon basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Burks will check out, as Petrie will check back in. And out will come Holscher. So Holscher sets down. And it'll be Lexi Miller underneath her own basket. Gets the ball out to Weimer on the right side of the circle. As Weimer dribbles to the left wing, hands the ball off to Brooklyn Anderson. Now Lexi Miller in the paint, kicks it out to Anderson on the left wing, to Smith on the right side of the circle. Guarded by Whitaker. Miller out on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Petrie. Now Weimer, free throw line. Weimer has no place to go. She brings it back out between the two circles. Under a minute left to play in the half. Weimer on the right wing. Weimer across the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Petrie. Now Lexi Miller at the top of the key. Backs off between the two circles. Guarded by Hannah Feeney. As Lexi Miller wants to take it down the right lane. Across the dotted line to Smith. Top of the key for three. No good. Elena Whitaker off the rebound. As Whitaker gives the ball to Hannah Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Ayla Humphrey. Humphrey in the left corner. Now Curry takes it to the basket off the left block. Missed the shot. And the rebound comes off to Petrie. As Petrie back to Lexi Miller between the two circles. Weimer will take it right at Whitaker. Tried it and dished it off to Smith. Smith couldn't hang on to it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball with 10 seconds left to play in the half. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Hannah Feeney to Dial for three. On the way, no good. As Curry with the rebound. Puts it up, missed it. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Macon 22, Scotland County 12. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience. You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat, for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Welcome back, everybody. 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime, girls championship semifinal, and Macon leading Scotland County 22-12. Very low scoring ball game for both these teams. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First four, the Macon Tigerettes. Shelby Petrie with 4 points, Lexi Miller with 8, Savannah Thompson with 2, and Kaylee Wilson with 8 points. For Scotland County, Ayla Humphrey with 2, Hannah Feeney with 1, Emily Dial with 5, and Elena Whitaker with 4 points. Macon led 12-9 after one quarter. Macon outscored Scotland 10-3 in the second quarter, and the Tigerettes lead here at halftime 22-12, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis, or call 465-8595. See you soon.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. located just north of Memphis. Call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School, Highland 50th Annual Highland Basketball Tournament. Again, we're at halftime of this girls' championship semifinal. Very low-scoring game as Macon leading Scotland County 22-12. In the first game of the evening is the Constellation semifinal, and Canton wins their sixth game of the year by defeating Knox County girls 52-26. Canton led in scoring by Emma Holtz with 11 points, while Knox County led by Savannah Strag and Abigail Becker with 8 points apiece. Canton led 18-10 after one quarter. Canton outscored Knox 12-7 in the second quarter, and Canton led 30-17 at the half. In the third quarter, Canton outscored Knox County 9-4, and Canton led 39-12 after 39-21 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Canton outscoring Knox 13-5, and Canton wins it 52-26. Canton improves to 6-6, while Knox County girls are 3-8. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hi, this is Cabe Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Your friends at Slayton Polaris want to wish you a Happy New Year. To celebrate, take advantage of the New Year's sales event and start your new year off right with an all-new Ranger XP 1000 at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Highland High School. We're at halftime of this girls' championship semifinal, Macon leading Scotland County 22-12. So here's where we stand right now. The next game will be the second girls' championship semifinal. That'll be Kirksville and Palmyra. And we'll not bring that on KMM. We'll all take about an hour and a half break. Then I'm coming back at 9 o'clock, a girls' consolation semifinal, Clark County and Highland. Already Camp girls on the top of the bracket in the consolation game on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and they're just waiting to see who they're going to play. We'll have that for you, Highland and Clark County. On the boys' side, tomorrow night, we'll have two games for you tomorrow night, both of them consolation semifinals at 4:30. Knox County will play Canton. Then at 9 o'clock, Clark County will play Scotland County. Then after we're done tomorrow night, we'll know what's going to happen on Saturday. Is the consolation games, the two consolation games, and the two third-place games will be Saturday starting at 1 o'clock, and we'll play it right through. So that means the boys' third-place game would be about 4 30, I think. But I don't. We're not going to have to worry about the boys' third-place game. Scotland County, the loser of this football game, will play for third place on Saturday afternoon. It should be about 4 o'clock. So both teams back on the floor. Scotland County is going to have the basketball to start the second half. As Ayla Humphrey inbounds to Hannah Feeney. As Feeney to the top of the key, bounce past the left wing to Ayla Humphrey. Back to Feeney. As Feeney, right side of the circle, across the free throw line, takes it down to the left block, puts up the shot, blocked, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Feeney will inbound. Feeney gets it to Humphrey. She'll try a three on the way. Bullseye! 5 points for Ayla Humphrey. That is 22-15. There comes Lexi Miller, guarded by Feeney. Miller in a double team. Looks for somebody to throw the ball to. She tried to get it to Wilson, and Wilson is tied up by Ella Humphrey. An alternating possession stays with Macon. So Lexi Miller will inbound in front of the Macon bench. Gets it to Thompson. Now to Miller. Tried to reverse layup. It is blocked by Whitaker, and Whitaker comes away with it. Feeney brings it across the timeline. Feeney gives it to Humphrey on the left wing. Back to Feeney at the top of the key. Feeney slowly dribbles to the right wing, guarded by Weimer. As Feeney bounced past to Ayla Humphrey. Humphrey kicks it over to Curry. Curry dribble drives to the block, puts the shot up, couldn't use the glass, and Wilson gets off the rebound. Outlet goes to Weimer. Weimer three on the way. No good. Wilson with the rebound. Puts it up. Got it. As Kaylee Wilson with 10 points. 24-15, making with the lead. Here comes Hannah Feeney to the left wing. Feeney directs traffic between the two circles as man-to-man defense by the Tigerettes. Humphrey has it at the top of the key. Out pops Whitaker at the top of the key. Whitaker gives it over to Dial on the right wing. Dial ball high above her head. Whitaker top of the key. Abby Curry on the left wing. Out pops Dial between the two circles. Dial, ball high above her head, gives it to Curry in the left corner, inside to Whitaker. Whitaker turns, puts it up, no good. And Petrie off the rebound, gets it ahead to Weimer. Weimer to Wilson. Pass is too high, goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. 6:02 left to play in the third quarter as Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. As Feeney brings it across the timeline, bounce pass to Humphrey. The right wing and the right corner to Dial. Inside to Whitaker. Pass was too hard. Atlanta couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Weimer. Weimer dribbles out of the double team to Wilson on the left side of the circle. Petrie in the left corner. Wilson puts a shot up over Whitaker. It goes down. Nice shot by Kaylee Wilson. She has 12 and is 26-15, making with the lead. Anna Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Humphrey between the two circles. Humphrey to the top of the key. Hands it off to Dial on the right wing. As Dial guarded by Wilson. Now Humphrey inside to Whitaker. Off glass. Got it. Nice play. And give the assist to Ayla Humphrey. So Feeney guards Lexi Miller. Now Weimer across the timeline. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Emily Dial. So Dial picks up the foul. Lexi Miller on the near sideline. Inbounds to Thompson on the left wing. Now Miller for three. Pinball's in and out. No good. Wilson had the rebound. Saves it inbounds right to Ayla Humphrey. To Hannah Feeney. As Feeney dribbles on the right wing on the right corner to Dial. Kicks it out to Humphrey for three on the way. No good. And Wilson off the rebound. Wilson gets the backboard. On a pass, it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Macon. 4:43 left to play in the third quarter. Full court pressure by Scotland County. Inbounds pass to Weimer. Weimer, they try to get her in a double team. They do get the pass to Wilson. Wilson lost the handle on the basketball. It goes out of bounds. As Sophia Burks will check in, Weimer sets down. Looks like she is worn out. So Scotland County with the basketball trailing 26-17. They need a basket. Inbounds pass in the left corner to Emily Dial. Now Humphrey has it on the left wing. Humphrey gives it back to Feeney between the two circles. As Feeney takes it to the right wing. Stops, pops, and 15. No good. Long rebound comes out to Humphrey on the left wing. To Feeney on the left wing. To Humphrey. Gets it in to Whitaker. Off glass. Got it. 8 points for Elena Whitaker. Give another assist to Humphrey. Pressure by Scotland County. Petrie gives it to Lexi Miller. Miller bounced past to Burks. Burks walked, got by with it. Gives it to Wilson. Now Petrie for three. Bullseye. 7 points for Shelby Petrie. 29-19, a 10-point making lead as Paige Bishop gets set to check back to check in for Scotland County. As Feeney to the right wing. Feeney gives it back to Humphrey on the left wing. Bounce pass to Feeney on the right side of the circle. Dial gets it inside to Whitaker. Off glass, missed it. A little too far into the basket, and Burks off the rebound. Lexi Miller had a pass tip. Now it's picked up by Emily Dial. Dial for three. No good. An air ball by Emily. So Paige Bishop will check in, and Abby Curry will sit down. Also, Weimer checks back in, and Kaylee Wilson will sit down. So it's going to be Lexi Miller against Frazier. Inbound to Petrie, to Miller, back to Weimer. As Weimer will bring it across the timeline. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 10-point making lead. As Petrie on the right wing to Burks, to Thompson on the left wing. Now Weimer on the left wing. To Petrie at the top of the key. Out tops Thompson on the right side of the circle. To the right wing to Burks. Bounce pass to Weimer on the right wing. Thompson will try a three. No good. And rebound comes off to Burks. Loose on the floor. Somehow got it to Lexi Miller. Now Petrie's going to try a three. No good. And Paige Bishop off the rebound. Bishop gives the ball to Hannah Feeney. Feeney gives it to Ayla Humphrey at the free throw line. To Feeney. Feeney stepped back three on the way. No good. And rebound to Feeney. Feeney kicks it back out to Humphrey. Now Feeney on the left wing. Feeney directs traffic. Guarded by Lexi Miller. She'll drive the baseline. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be against Macon. And they'll call it on Thompson. So Savannah Thompson picks up her third personal foul. That's what I've got her for. Three fouls. Elena Whitaker will set down. Abby Doster checks back in. Also, Kaylee Wilson checks in. Thompson will set down with three personal fouls. Feeney underneath her own basket to inbound. As Feeney looks for somebody, finds Humphrey. Humphrey on the right wing to Dial in the right corner. Inside to Doster. Doster gets it back to Bishop. Bishop to the glass, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And a foul may be on Sophia Burks. It is. So Burks picks up her second personal foul. That'll send Paige Bishop to the line, and she'll shoot two shots. Looking for her first points of the ball game. First shot up, got it. First point for Paige Bishop. It's a 9-point making lead, 29-20, with 2:05 left to play in the third quarter. As Bishop, one looking for two shots up, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Petrie ahead to Weimer. Weimer takes it right to the basket. Missed the shot, picked up by Emily Dial. Gets it to Feeney. And Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney across the free throw line. Gives it to Dial on the deep left wing inside to Feeney. Kicks it back out to Humphrey on the right wing. Humphrey along the baseline. Gets it to Bishop. Puts up the shot. No good. Humphrey gets the rebound. Now Dial for three. No good. And off of the rebound comes Wilson. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on. Well, it's on Scotland County, but I can't tell who it's on. Okay, Paige Bishop. So Bishop picks up her first foul. As Holscher will check in, Petrie will check out. Also, Wilson checks back out. And In comes Brooklyn Anderson. So full court pressure by Scotland. Weimer with the basketball. Gives it to Miller. Miller back to Weimer. Weimer across the timeline to Burks on the left wing. Back to Weimer between the two circles. As Weimer gives it back to Burks on the left wing. Weimer between the two circles. Back to Burks. In the left corner goes to Holscher. Back to Burks. Out pops Anderson between the two circles. To the right wing to Weimer. To Burks to Holscher. Now her three on the way. No good. And Alexa Miller off the rebound. Miller puts his shot up. Missed it, but she drew the foul as Doster and Miller both hit the deck. And I think Lexi Miller is in some pain. As the foul's going to be on Abby Doster. That's her first, and it's Lexi Miller. Must have cracked the knee when she hit the floor, trying to walk it off. As officials giving her some time, a minute left to play in the third quarter. As now Petrie gets set to check back in. Lexi Miller says she's all right. She has 8, looking for 9. Shots up, got it. 9 points for Lexi Miller. Back to a 10-point Macon lead, 30-20. As Miller eyes it, fires it, got it. 10 points for Lexi Miller. As now Petrie checks in, Smith checks in, Lexi Miller will set down, and Burks will set down. 31-20. As 11-point Macon lead, here comes Feeney with the basketball. Feeney to the top of the key. Gives it to Dial in the left corner. To Doster at free throw line. Shots up from 15, no good. And Weimer comes off the rebound. Weimer walked with it. And Weimer looks right at her coach and says, I didn't do it. Everybody in 7 counties knew she walked. So here comes Feeney with the basketball. Feeney dribble drive along the baseline. Kicks it back out to Bishop. Bishop to the right baseline. She's cut off by Holscher. Now fast to Feeney on the left baseline. Inside to Doster. Doster puts the shot up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. As the foul's going to be on Chesney Smith. That's her first. Abby Doster with 2 points, trying to complete the 3-point play. 24 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 31-22 as Doster trying to make it 23 and couldn't do it. Rebound comes off to Petrie, to Weimer. Now Petrie on the right wing. Out pops Anderson, top of the key. Anderson to Petrie on the right wing. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Petrie gives it to Weimer out between the two circles. As Weimer guarded by Paige Bishop. Long three on the way, no good. Dial comes off the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Macon 31, Scotland County 22. Back in a moment. This is KNM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Farming can be dangerous, so take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting a vehicle, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising equipment arms, extensions, and truck beds. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe, ladders, or anything that could reach an overhead power line. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when moving tall loads. Keep safety first. Always. Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your proud Touchstone member.
Welcome back, everybody. Highland Tournament as we start the final 8 minutes of the first girls' championship semifinal. Macon leading Scotland County 31-22. A still a low-scoring ball game for both teams. As Feeney with the basketball across the timeline gives it up to Humphrey. Humphrey over to Feeney on the right wing. Feeney, wide open. Three, bullseye. Adam Feeney with 4 points. Now, full court, Fisher's Wilson will bring it across the timeline, gives the Petrie on the right wing. Kicks it out to Weimer at the top of the key. Weimer hands it off to Lexi Miller between the two circles, guarded by Feeney. Out pops Wilson on the left side of the circle. Wilson sees an opening, and she had the ball stolen away by Hannah Feeney, but Hannah was on the end line. So Macon will inbound underneath her own basket. So Macon, a six-point lead, 31-25. Lexi Miller will inbound to Weimer in the left corner. Weimer brings it out to the top of the key, guarded by Ella Humphrey, to Petrie. Petrie gives the ball to Lexi Miller, top of the key, to Weimer on the left wing. Weimer gives the ball to Thompson, top of the key. Now Miller on the right wing. Miller tried to go inside, batted away, and stolen away by Feeney. As Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline, Taylor Humphrey free throw line, Feeney. And Feeney makes a bad pass as stolen away by Petrie. To Weimer, missed the shot, and Emily Dial comes over the rebound. Dial gives it to Humphrey. As Ayla Humphrey will bring it across the timeline, gives the ball to Feeney. Feeney bounce pass to Curry in the right corner as Curry drives the baseline and kicks the ball out to Dial. She'll try a three. No good. Elena Whitaker with the rebound. Her put back, no good. Whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Thompson, that's her fourth. And Elena Whitaker will go to the line to shoot a pair. 6:28 left to play in the ball game. 31-25, making with the lead as Whitaker with 8 points, looking for nine. Shot up, missed it. Off the heel of the rim. So Elena Whitaker, Smith will check in. Thompson's going to check out with four personal fouls. So Elena Whitaker with eight, looking for nine. As Whitaker eyes it, fires it, got it. 9 points, Elena Whitaker, 5 point, Macon lead, and Macon wants a timeout. 6:28 left to play in the ball game. It's Macon 31, Scotland County 26, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
After her busy day, Lisa unwinds with a Vicks Vapor bath. Lisa's husband relaxes at the end of his day with a Vicks Vapor shower. Lisa and Steve both lose themselves in the soothing Vicks Vapors and forget about the stresses of the day. They also forget about making dinner. Looks like a frozen pizza night. Enjoy a soothing Vicks Vapo moment wherever you choose. Look for Vicks Vapo Bath and Vicks Vapo Shower in a store near you.
Welcome back, everybody. Highland High School, 6:28 left to play in the ball game. All of a sudden, Scotland County has cut Macon's lead in half, 31-26. Pressure by Scotland County. Inbounds pass to Weimer. They give it to Lexi Miller. Miller behind the back dribble. Out of the double team, gives it to Weimer. Weimer back to Miller between the two circles. She's guarded by Ayla Humphrey to Weimer. And Weimer gets it in to Wilson. Now Lexi Miller to the basket. Puts up the shot. No good. Weimer with the rebound. Petrie for three. No good. And we have a whistle and a foul underneath. As the foul is going to be on Ayla Humphrey. So Ayla Humphrey picks up her first foul. That is the 14th foul against Scotland County. So Miller will inbound to Wilson. Wilson to the right side of the circle. And she's tied up by Ayla Humphrey. And alternating possession stays with Macon. It'll be Lexi Miller to inbound on the far sideline. Miller looks for somebody, gets it to Smith. Now back to Miller on the right wing. As Miller tries a three on the way. Bullseye! Nice shot by Lexi Miller. She has 13 and is 34-26. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Macon with the lead, Scotland with the basketball. Feeney gives it inside to Whitaker. Puts it off glass, got it. 11 points, Elena Whitaker. Back to a six-point Macon lead. Weimer, guarded by Curry. Now Weimer, bad pass as Weimer picks it back up. And before anything could happen, Megan called the timeout. Because that was a bad pass, headed out of bounds all the way at 5:25 left to play in the ball game. It's Macon Ladies 34, Scotland Ladies 28, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
That's the sound of your KFC chicken sandwich order. That's what happens next. Your chicken is Kentucky Fried to order. And that's the sound of your chicken being put on a brioche bun. Brioche buns don't make a lot of noise. Then we add sauce and pickles and serve your sandwich to you piping hot. Order the KFC chicken sandwich. It's Kentucky Fried to order on the KFC app or at KFC.com. At participating locations, prices may vary.
.525 left to play in the ball game. 34-28, Macon with the lead in the basketball. Lexi Miller across the timeline. Miller in the double team, bounce past to Burks. Burks gets it inside to Wilson on the left lane. Kicks it back out to Miller. Now Smith at the high post. Smith gives it back to Miller. Miller steps back, a three-pointer on the way. No good. Burks with the rebound. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Feeney picks up her third personal foul. 5:05 left to play in the ball game as Brooke Weimer checks in and Petrie's going to sit down. Lexi Miller underneath her own basket as Miller looks for somebody. Gets it to Smith. Smith, guarded by Whitaker, gets it back out to Weimer between the two circles. As Weimer takes it to the right, now to the left. Weimer kicks it out to Burke as Lexi Miller has it on the right wing. Now Smith, free throw line, out to Burke between the two circles. Bounce pass to Weimer on the left wing to Burke between the two circles as Burke bounce pass to Miller. Miller, followed by Emily Dial, backs off between the two circles as Lexi Miller gets it opening. Now kicks it off to Weimer for three. Bullseye! 3 points for Brooke Weimer. Back to a 9-point lead, 37-28, as Humphrey bounce past the dial in the left corner, gives it to Feeney. Free throw line. Feeney throws up a 10-footer, no good. Whitaker with a rebound, gets the first one, puts the second one back up and in. And she was fouled on the second basket. Foul's going to be on Jesney Smith. That's her second. Elena Whitaker has 13, looking for 14. Shots up. Pinballs in and out, no good. And Wilson off of the rebound. Wilson gives it to Miller, back to Wilson. And now Wilson walked with it. 4 minutes exactly left to play in the ballgame. As Petrie will check back in for Macon, Burks checks out. Ayla Humphrey will inbound on their sideline. Gets it to Feeney. As Hannah Feeney bounce past the dial between the two circles. Back to Feeney between the two circles. As Feeney gives the ball to Ayla Humphrey. Now inside, they try to go to Whitaker. She's in a triple team. And then Ayla Humphrey almost stole the ball back from Petrie. No. I think they said, let's see, the last touch by Macon. So it'll be Feeney. Feeney to inbound on the near sideline. Feeney gets it out to Dial. Dial between the two circles. Gets the ball to the right wing. Hands the ball off to Feeney. And now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 3:37 left to play in the ball game. It's Macon 37, Scotland County 30. And back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The over.
3:37 left to play in the ball game. Macon 37, Scotland County 30. And Scotland County's going to have the basketball. They could get back within five and four with a three-pointer. They just need to keep putting the ball in the basket as Ayla Humphrey will inbound. Gets it to Feeney, and Feeney between the two circles. Feeney directs traffic. Still with the dribble. Gives it to Curry in the left corner. Curry drives the baseline. Kicks it back to Feeney in the left corner. Feeney kicks it over to Humphrey on the right wing. As Humphrey with the dribble. And she'll get it back to Feeney. Feeney gives it back to Curry. Curry on the left side of the circle. Back to Humphrey in the right corner. As Humphrey gets it back to Curry. Back to Humphrey. Humphrey will take it across the free throw line to Feeney. Feeney gives it back to Curry. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Lexi Miller and Feeney both went after the basketball, and they're going to call a foul on Hannah. So Hannah Feeney picks up her fourth personal foul. That's a 16 foul against Scotland County. Full court pressure by the Lady Tigers. And Lexi Miller gets inbounds pass, dribbles into a double team to Petrie, gets it over to Weimer. Weimer on the far sideline. Now Miller will take it right at Whitaker. Gets it off to Thompson on the right baseline. Back to Weimer between the two circles. Weimer had the ball loose. Now it's picked up by Dial. Dial gets it to Feeney. As Feeney to the top of the key. To Emily Dial on the left wing. As Dial lifts herself, it gets it inside to Whitaker. Whitaker lost the ball and is picked up by Lexi Miller. Miller in a double team. Whistle and a foul, and they're going to get it on Hannah Feeney, and she just fouled out. So Feeney just fouled out of the ball game, and Paige Bishop will check back in. The Bishop, she's just going to go to the floor, and Corey Schultz and the referee both said you got to check in. So that's a 17 foul, and Lexi Miller will go to the line. And she'll shoot a 1-1. She has 13 points on the night, looking for 14. 37-30, with 2:17 left to play in the ball game. As Miller eyes it, fires it, got it. 14 points for Lexi Miller. Back to an 8-point making lead. They've led by 8-10 about this whole game as Miller missed the second free throw. Paige Bishop off the rebound. As Bishop in a hurry brings it across the timeline and trying to give it to Curry. Stolen away by Miller. Miller to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Curry comes off the rebound to Paige Bishop. Bishop down the far sideline. Trying to dribble drive toward the basket, knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. So it'll be Scotland County basketball, out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Abby Curry will trigger. Curry looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Now gets it out to Dial. Dial picks it up in the center circle, and Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 1:58 left to play in the ball game. Macon 38, Scotland County 30. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 6 below tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 14. Lows dip down to about 9 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy Saturday with a high of 35. 20 Sunday.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, four above.
1:58 left to play in the ballgame. Girls championship semifinal from the Highland Tournament. And Macon leading Scotland County 38-30. And Scotland County will have the basketball. Hannah Feeney has just fouled out. And Ayla Humphrey will do the point guard at the top of the key. Ayla still with the dribble. Around the pick set by Curry. Fans out to the right wing. Now Bishop on the right wing. Now pass to Curry. She'll try a three. In and out. No good. And Whitaker had the rebound. And now it's loose on the floor. And Ayla Humphrey is right in the middle of the mix. They call it jump ball. And alternating possession stays with Scotland County with 1:40 left to play in the game. So Abby Curry to Ayla Humphrey. She'll try a three on the way, in and out, no good. And off the rebound comes Weimer. Weimer gives it to Petrie. And now Macon wants a timeout. 1:32 left to play in the ball game. Macon 38, Scotland County 30, back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
BC Powder knows life pushes us to the max. Work to the max. Family to the max. It can all mean pain to the max. So BC introduces new BC Max Strength. New BC Max relieves tough headaches and body pain at the speed of powder. Nothing stronger on pain without a prescription. Pain to the max? New BC Max. In a great tasting lemonade flavor.
Peloton is ringing in the new year with so much new. With a Peloton bike, you get access to new classes, new music, and artist series. Get ready for fast, fun workouts with Peloton Boxing. They've also got new artist series. There are more than 100 artist series classes to pick from. For a limited time, experience it all with a $550 value offer on the Peloton Bike Plus, including $300 off the Bike Plus and free setup and delivery, a $250 value. Terms apply.
1:32 left to play in the ball game. Macon on top, 38-30 with the basketball. Full court pressure by Scotland. As the inbounds pass comes to Thompson. Thompson to Lexi Miller. Miller gives it to Weimer in the left corner. Weimer gets it out to Petrie. Petrie to Lexi Miller between the two circles in a double team. Dribbles out of it. A whistle and a foul. And the foul, I think, is going to be on Emily Dial. And it will be. So Emily Dial picks up the foul. That's her third. And Lexi Miller will go back to the line to shoot a 1-1. 1:18 left to play. As Miller has 14, make it 15. 15 points for Lexi Miller. 9-point Macon lead. They led by 10 at the half. Now they're up by 9. So the second half is been pretty even as Miller's second free throw up. Got it. 16 points for Lexi Miller. Ayla Humphrey in a hurry. Will bring the ball across the timeline. Humphrey spin move down the right lane. Hands the ball to Whitaker. Gives it back to Bishop. Bishop has to give it back to Curry. Curry will try a three. No good. It's an air ball. And Lexi Miller comes out with it. Miller passes over the press. Gives it to Weimer. Now a bounce pass to Thompson from Wilson. And it goes off Thompson's knees and out of bounds. 53 seconds left to play in the game. 10-point Macon lead as Bishop will inbound to Humphrey. As Ayla Humphrey will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Petrie to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Kicks it out to Dial on the right wing. And Dial takes it to the top of the key. And Dial tried to make a move to the basket, lost the ball, picked up by Thompson, and then Thompson is tied up by Dial with 38 seconds left. So it will be Lexi Miller to inbound underneath her own bow in the backcourt, pressure by Scotland to Petrie. Gives it back to Miller as Miller gets the ball ahead to Weimer. Weimer across the timeline. Weimer in a double team. As now she looks for somebody to throw it to. And now, right in front of the Macon bench, Richard Driscoll calls a timeout with 25 seconds left to play in the game. 40-30, Macon with the lead. I'll be back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Imagine the organizing possibilities with Lowe's. Where keeping it all together comes with Project Source Clear Storage Totes starting at $238, and iDesign plus the Spruce Storage Bin starting at $12.98. Clean up your closet with the Closet Made Brightwood Closet Kit starting at $119.98. Find it all at Lowe's Store and Save Event, in-store and on Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Valid through 3/18. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, U.S. only. iDesign plus the Spruce Storage Bin. Pricing excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This holiday, treat yourself to the best of British TV with BritBox.
Is that for, like, an annual subscription?
Find the best of 2021 on BritBox. The best passion, the best twists, the best mystery.
A whole lot more.
Plus hundreds of hours of binge-worthy series you won't find anywhere else. And new premieres every week.
I see the trouble is, now you've made it sound more intriguing.
Start streaming today at BritBox.com/radio. That's BritBox.com/radio.
5 seconds left to play in this championship semifinal, and making up by 10 with the basketball as Petrie gets it in to Thompson in the left corner. She's guarded by Humphrey, gets it back to Lexi Miller. Miller in a double team, gives it back to Petrie. Petrie back to Lexi Miller, down to 13 seconds. Miller kicks it out to Weimer between the two circles. To Miller between the two circles. Now they give it to Petrie in the left corner. She'll pass up the three. Down to two, down to one, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Macon 40 and Scotland County 30, and back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SEMI for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEMI.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Welcome back, everybody. The 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament hits the final as the Macon Tigerettes win their ninth game of the year by defeating Scotland County 40-30. And take a look at scoring first four Macon. Shelby Petrie with 7 points. Lexi Miller with 16. Savannah Thompson with 2. And Kaylee Wilson with 12 points. For Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 1, Ayla Humphrey with 5, Anna Feeney with 4, Emily Dowell with 5, Abby Doster with 2, and Elena Whitaker with 13. Macon led 12-9 after one quarter. Macon outscored Scotland 10-3 in the second quarter and led 22-12 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Macon 10-9, and Macon led 31-22 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Macon outscoring Scotland 9-8, and Macon wins it 40-30 as Macon Tigers advance to the championship game a week from Saturday, and they improved to 9-2 while Scotland County suffers their first loss of the season. They are 8-1. We're going to take a break for about an hour and a half, and I'll be back at around 9 o'clock for the Girls Consolation semifinal. That's Clark County and Highland. So stay tuned to KMM. Like I say, I'll be back about 9 o'clock. Right now, we're going to take it back to the KMM studios and Dave Bowden from Highland. I'm Donnie Middleton. See you about 9.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, family-owned for over 40 years,